welcome, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. I do take exception to this song. I thought this was from the soundtrack to Empire, which is one of the great breakout hits on Fox. And I would never, never in my wildest dreams go against any breakout hit on any very, I'd say, edgy network. I consider Fox to be edgy, you know.
Even I know Fox isn't edgy anymore.
I beg your pardon.
Well, whatever is edgy, welcome, Margaret.
Yes, thank you, Phil. Welcome. This is not Empire, though.
No, this is Lamb of God.
What'd you call it again?
No, Lamb of God. It's a very metal.
It's heavy metal, man. Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. Boy, I sure do hope they serve that with mint sauce. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay!
That was so sacrilegious.
Give me a break.
No, honestly, turn this garbage down, please. Lamb of God, that's very, very interesting.
All right, Margaret.
That was absolutely disgusting.
I beg your... You're serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Lamb of God, as long as they serve it with mint sauce. Do you know what the Lamb of God represents? It represents...
Now, Margaret.
No, it represents our Lord sacrificed...
With mint sauce.
Why, you dirty...
Break dirty!
Come on, break it up, will you? Can't you guys start one show without trying to kick each other's ass?
I'm not... Don't put that you guys on me. Those are the guys. I'm me. And what do you think of that Lamb of God with the what'd you say?
Lamb, you serve lamb. Look at Margaret, I'm not going to walk down Asshole Street just so I can get waylaid by you. I made a joke, I went down the Boulevard of Jokes, and I got waylaid on Asshole Street.
That's exact. Let that be a lesson.
What? You're talking about waylaid on Asshole Street.
I don't even know. I didn't say Asshole Street, I said all right, General. Margaret, you lead people into these ambushes. There it is. That's what you're looking for.
No, I was looking for the word waylaid.
Waylaid? I don't understand. Is that getting...
Yeah, when you get laid, man.
When you get laid what? By the way?
Yeah, by the main way.
Uh-huh. Well, how about this? Does this look like something? Maybe something you'd be interested in?
Your hand?
All
right. Welcome to our show, world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. On our show today, we're going to be getting Justin McElroy on the line because Justin McElroy... One of our young listeners from North LA County was witness to what was happening. Did you see this, General?
No, I heard about it.
I saw it. You were online, and you had posted the picture of Ted Nugent. Excuse me.
Yeah, your nose went.
What do you mean my nose went?
It went.
It went what?
It went like this.
All right, then say it.
Well, we just say it went.
Yeah, your nose went or it's gone.
My nose went or it's gone.
Speak English, will you? Here's a...
Well, what is that, Phil? It's a piece of copy.
I'm sorry. Here's a tissue.
Thank you.
Jesus.
All right. Justin McElroy was what? You were watching this, General?
No, I wasn't watching anything. I got the word late. Why do you keep saying I was watching it?
I was watching what was happening on Twitter. Phil had posted a picture of Ted Nugent with no pants on or something.
Well, pants looked like it didn't have no pants, but it did have pants.
Yeah, he had some pants on. And he was straddling the back of the lion, and...
Let me do it.
Go ahead.
And he looked as if he was, well...
Yeah, he looked like he was butt-hammering it.
Would you shut your...
All right, wait. Yes, I mean, I said, here's a picture of Ted Nugent sodomizing a dead lion, General.
Jesus H. Christ. You call that funny, huh?
No, well, I mean, but the reason why I did that was to... satirize his whole He-Man pose. You know, there he was with his big He-Man, his moccasins, and he's looking all badass because he killed a lion, right?
Well, I understand that, Phil, but this is your this satire that you do, no one on Twitter is going to understand that. You've got a bunch of lunkheads. You've got mental deficiency by the score over there. I mean, the place is lousy with them, Phil.
Yeah, but son, Twitter's lousy with mental deficiency.
What do you mean Twitter's lousy with a mental deficiency?
But there's enough people over there that understand. The only reason why I did that is to sort of mock the pose and...
Well, you believe that Ted Nugent was butt-hammering it?
I don't think he was... how do I know?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that Nugent was in Africa? By the way, who's this Nugent anyway?
Ted Nugent, rock and roller.
I wouldn't know that guy. Wouldn't know him if I was butt-hammering him myself.
General, I'm trying to say to you guys... Are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to say to you, are you trying to tell me? You're asking me a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
General, spit it out, will you please, to say, Phil.
Margaret, I have the floor. Phil, I'm trying to tell you that I'm asking you a question. The question is, do you believe that Nugent, or whatever this guy's name is, was, in the words of Dickman, ass-hammering a lion, a dead lion.
No, I do not.
Then why'd you say it?
As a freaking joke, man.
See, everything's a joke. Everything's... You know, Phil, we try to raise the level of intelligence around here. I'm always talking to these nimskulls.
Yeah, numcompoops.
Yes, and numcompoops. What do you mean numcompoops?
Numskulls and nincompoops.
Well, you said nimbacoop.
I did not. Here is the point.
Phil.
No, here's the point. Whether or not Ted Nugent was actually having some sort of carnal relations with a dead animal, I'm not willing to. I don't think so. But there were people that were angry at me because they thought I was saying that. And there were others that thought perhaps he was and thought he was a lowlife. We're going to have Justin McElroy on the line to take the temperature he did of Twitter to find out what, you know, was Ted Nugent in that picture having some kind of sex relations with this lion.
Phil, you understand that this could redound very negatively to you?
No, it's not going to redound negatively. For what, man? This is a legitimate comment. Ted Nugent's there. He's posing with a lion. The pose is extremely unorthodox, if you ask me. I don't know that a guy would willingly pose himself with a dead animal that way, especially dressed the way he is. He's got, it looks like he's got no pants on.
No, wait. This is very troubling. Are you telling me this guy went hunting for a lion wearing moccasins and nothing else? So in other words, he's got a hat, moccasins, and fully nude the rest of the way except for a necklace.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, was he black?
No, what do you mean, was he black?
Was he a native of Africa?
No.
He was an American in a hat, a necklace, moccasins, and no underwear.
Yes.
What a freak.
Yeah, well.
All right. So, but it's Ted Nugent.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's Ted Nugent, all right.
All right. So we'll talk about that. We also have on the show today, if I can get over to our notes here, we have Justin Art Griego will be talking about Malaysian Air 370. And his new theory on how it went down or why it went down. Jeff Dowder will be talking with us about the World Championship. They had a surfing championship at Huntington Beach yesterday. Sunday was the final. So we'll get to all of these youngins and talk to them about that and more. This is World Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. Now, look at your Phil TV in HD. Phil, you see that?
Yeah, that's the little action figure.
Yes, it is. That's the Phil action figure. I took a great deal of time and energy today before the show went on the air to rearrange the hands so this little action figure of Phil didn't look obscene, wasn't doing obscene things, wasn't walking like a ghoul or grabbing for its crotch.
God, Miss Britt.
Well, I had to. Anyway, here it is. He looks like he's dancing.
He looks like he's doing some kind of a fey sway dance.
He's doing the sway. Do you see the arms are out to the to my left, your right. My left, your right.
Margaret,
no, the arms are out to my left, your right.
No, they're out to my left and my right.
What?
So the arms are... What is this?
This is the sway. I like to sway. I like to sway. So that's that. You can win this if your name is drawn at the end of August and you are a BSP, a Backstage Pass member. So remember, you can win the Phil Henry Show action figure. It's a picture of Phil. Not a picture, but it's a doll. I don't know what it is. It gives me the creeps, you know?
You know what? Any minute I see Telly Savalas coming in, tearing the head off of this thing and throwing it into a garbage can, and when someone says, why'd you do that? He says, I don't like the things it says. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay! Fire out!
Pretty good, General.
Thank you. I'm quoting Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas.
I'm quoting Telly Savalas in the Twilight Zone, the doll that was, the ghoul doll one.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, and that's fantastic. So get your backstage pass just as quickly as you possibly can, if not before, because that's going to be happening before you know it, man. Summer is racing through, Jack, you know.
Well, you know, all good things must come to an end.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to now take it on over to our good friend Bob Bacon. He's got the traffic for us. We also have Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak coming up. Bob?
All right, Phil, I tell you, we got there's a battery down there, those pop-pops, and some Pop-Tarts down there. I don't know if anybody's missing a Pop-Tart, you're missing underwear, pop there, want to plug in the butt. I'll tell you, get plugged in the ass, you go down there, so take it easy on that 5-5 freeway. I'll tell you something else, you go northbound on the 505, is going to get plugged up the ass right out there. The grapevine today, and Monkey Mountain Grand Jump, about a monkey at 100 yards of grapevine, about that grapevine today. On the southbound side of Honda Freeway, and on the Pound of Honda Freeway, you're going to be pounding it out there. If you find yourself pounding it on the southbound freeway, make sure you got that pump tucking in. And don't let the cops see out there, because it's going to be rough out there. Bob Beck, able to traffic.
And hello, this is Harvey Wireman, and this is Newsbreak with Harvey Wireman. Well, as Phil has been discussing, the news over the Lyon is getting more interestinger and interestinger, as Lewis Carroll once said. The us, fish, and Will the Liffey, Cervike, is in contact with the man who Khaled Kekel, the Lyon, according to...
The U.S. Do you want me to...
Go ahead.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service...
Oh, yeah, is in contact with the man who killed Kekel.
Who killed Cecil. See, that's an S...
Yeah, I got it, Phil. It says Kekel, but if you say it's Cecil, fine.
Yeah, it's not Kekel. It's Cecil the Lion.
I got it, General. Thank you. According to a statement, Isoed Fride.
According to a statement issued Friday.
Yeah, from the Federal Agency. The Federal Agency.
Federal Agency.
All right. You know,
General, it's beyond belief that...
It's very early here, Phil, at my house.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's very early here, Phil, at my house.
Fuck.
All right. My granddaughter, thank you, honey. She brought me some iced coffee. Yeah! What? That's not iced. It's blazing hot.
Oh, I didn't put the ice in it.
God!
What happened?
I burned my tongue, for Christ's sake. Honey, you burned by the home.
All right, do you want us to just take over from here?
Oh, nothing doing. Nothing doing. I'm going to read it to the bitter end.
You're going to what?
I feel I'm reading it to the bitter end.
He's going to read it to the bitter end.
Yeah, you got it. Right there. Give me the bitter forgot. All right, Phil. A representative for Hava Baba Papa. Papa Baba Baba.
What are you talking about, man?
I burned him.
He burned his tongue, Phil. I know he burned his tongue because of the coffee.
Right, hold on to that. How they build it for my, for you?
I will build it?
Yeah, give that. Get granddad some ice. I'll get some ice. It'll be fine.
Here, Dad, here's the ice, man.
Thank you. Fucking thing is red hot.
Oh, sorry, I didn't put the ice in.
Harvey, I'm going to have to take this over, man, okay?
No, Harvey. Come on, come on.
Get out of here!
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? Weren't you listening?
No, I was all getting ready to get the first segment up talking to Justin McElroy about Ted Nugent.
Oh, Ted Nugent, huh? Does anybody around here know how to spell or read?
Oh, Phil.
Does anybody know how to spell or read? Is there anybody around here that knows how to read the English language?
Phil, I think when you bring... Look, everyone knows how to read, but then there are varying degrees of intelligence. If you bring a jackball on, you're going to get a jackball job. All right?
That Harvey Wireman's an attorney.
Yeah, a jackball.
Oh, let's do the...
Let's do the what?
Let's do all the lawyer jokes, huh?
No, I'm not doing lawyer jokes. Harvey Wireman is an elderly man, gets out of bed, rolls into the living room, hasn't had his bowel movement. This guy is ready to do anything but read. That's what I'm trying to say. Then you get a little granddaughter who takes a boiling hot a bottle of...
Yeah, apparently they didn't put any ice in his iced coffee, so he burned his tongue.
Oh, is that what happened? We were listening to it. He sounded like a man that had his tongue cut from his mouth in some medieval torture, like something out of Elizabeth the Golden Age. When the man...
Oh, yeah, when that guy had his tongue cut out.
Yeah, okay, fine, thank you. Good God.
Well, that's what it sounded like. And I think you're going to have to do something. You have to get this guy under control, or just let the whole segment die slowly. That's what it's doing anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of dying slowly, Mr. Henry.
All right, well, thank you very much for that. You guys were the one last... Never mind, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't yell at me, Phil. Don't ever do that, all right? I don't like being yelled at. I'm Margaret Gray, Frank Gray's wife.
Pardon me. So, what difference does that make?
Frank Gray...
What about him?
Oh, my God.
Frank Gray's an attorney, and...
Will you guys knock off the freaking rank pulling around here before I lose it?
Now, Jesus. What a pain in the ass, Phil.
Anyway, happy Monday, everyone.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody hate Monday. That's why you're all jacked up.
I ain't jacked up. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Everybody else is flipping their lid. All right, we're going to be back here on the Phil Hendry Show. We have Justin McElroy to talk about this entire thing, this Ted Nugent. Nugent.
It ain't Ted Nugent. It's Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent. It ain't Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent is the name. It could be Ted Nugent, but it can't be Ted Nugent because it's not spelled that way.
No.
Oh, okay.
But it can't be Ted Nugent either, because that's not how it's pronounced.
Well, I don't know, Phil.
All right, so coming up, we do have Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent. And we'll be talking about... We don't have Ted Nugent on the show.
Let me try and get him.
You can try and get Ted Nugent, yeah, if you want.
So you're going to get Ted Nugent on the line, huh?
Yeah, get Ted Nugent if you can, bud. Do you know where he is?
I believe he's in...
Well, isn't he in Detroit? That's where he always is, right?
Not always, no.
How do you know where he is?
I don't know. Go and find Ted Nugent and get him on the show if you can do that. In the meantime, we'll have Justin McElroy.
All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El... This ought to be good. From the El Pacifico in Southern California, we'll be right back after these very important messages.
All right, now we're back. Now, I'll get it. Thank you. Hey, don't forget, folks, to write a rating... to write a ratings and woo-woo on iTunes.
I'll do it. Friends, don't forget...
I'll do it. People,
let me do it. Get out of here.
Write a ratings and review on iTunes of the Phil Hendry Show. That's right. You write a ratings and review of the Phil Hendry Show on iTunes, you can rate and review our ass all the way up to numero uno, man. Number one, huh? So that's going to be a beautiful thing. So get over there to iTunes, write a rating, a review, give us a big high mark, and, you know, but I mean, you're going to have to do what your conscience dictates. You're going to have to do whatever it is your dick, whatever your conscience dictates. But we hope that you'll, you know, give us a nice plug-a-rooski. That's a rating and review on iTunes of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I swear.
Yeah.
The way you stressing got me blowing indo, outdoor.
On the line with me, Justin McElroy from Northern LA County. Justin, you were reading Twitter yesterday. You saw what happened. And if I can get that picture, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get the picture up right now.
We're going to get a picture that was posted originally on Ted Nugent's Facebook page. Did you see it, Justin?
Yeah, I saw it. And, you know, I mean, it was pretty interesting. Of what it was, you know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that it was...
What did you see?
Well, I mean, it was Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent, and he was... It did appear that he was nude. Okay, and...
You're telling me that Ted Nugent was nude. That is your statement.
He was stretched across a lion, the backside of the lion. It did not, to me, look like he had pants on, but I will not at this time... swear to it or anything. It also looked to me like, as Mr. Hendry did indicate, he had no pants and he was doing something, you know, bad.
All right, now I want to be very clear here, because this is going to get out of hand unless we are extremely clear. You're saying that Ted Nugent was having some kind of carnal relation with the lion?
Well, I mean...
No, just take your time, son.
Well, I mean, it does appear to it. It does appear to it. When you look very carefully, as Mr. Hendry asked me to look carefully at the picture of Nugent, and to see...
The man's name is Nugent. That's all right, son.
I'm sorry?
The man's name is Nugent. Just take your time.
Now, Justin...
Wait. I'm going to conduct the young man through this interview. I'm tired of everyone getting up on people's back and... Go ahead, Justin.
Thank you, sir. I'm a little bit nervous.
I understand. Now, son, tell me what you thought you saw.
It looked to me, when I looked at the picture of Mr. Nugent... Not Nugent.
It's Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Nugent, it looked to me that... I'm very nervous... It looked to me like he was straddling it and wanted to do dirty things to it.
All right. So, and Phil, we have it right here. Let me go ahead and bring it on over to our... Now, if you're not watching Phil TV in HD, we can tell you it's very evident that Mr. Nugent is on the back of this lion. The question here is he, you know...
Yeah. Is he having what we call, son, carnal relations with it?
He's smiling... And he's riding it, and he's sort of grimacing like you would. And I'm not saying that I know But of the dirty movies, or not dirty, I mean the adult films that my dad and mom have left laying around for us to look at while they're out, you know, drinking, I've seen guys go, yeah, I mean, they have that.
You know, I don't think this...
Hold on for a minute. I'm doing this. Go ahead, son.
Yeah, thank you, sir. It looks like, from the movies that I have seen at our house, the adult films that my father's left laying out, it looks like when those guys are doing the same thing to a lady and their face goes, you know?
You're saying the man is grimacing.
I'm sorry?
You're saying that he's grimacing.
Let me do this, Margaret. Are you saying the guy's got the face where he's going, yeah? Or is he more like, ugh?
It's more like, ugh. And so I read that to mean that Mr. Nugent and his eyes are closed. That's the key.
All right. Now, why do you call that key?
Well, three guesses. And the first two don't count.
Wait. Justin, you're saying, and I didn't see this, his eyes are closed?
Yeah, Mr. Nugent's eyes...
The name is Nugent.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nugent's eyes... are closed.
Well, that's very significant. You know, and...
Well, I mean...
Oh, hold on for a minute.
I'm doing this, bud.
No, I'm doing it, bud.
Hold on! Everybody just shut up for a minute.
I don't like...
I said to shut up. Justin, this is Bud Dickman.
Yes, sir.
All right. Very significant. I want you to think as hard as you can at looking back on a picture of Mr. Nuga. Mr. Nugent. You say his eyes is closed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are they squinted, or is it just like, yeah, like that?
He's grimacing and he's squinting.
Yeah, he's definitely butt-hammering it.
You sound like an ass-hammer. What do you mean it sounds like an ass-hammer?
Would you watch your language?
All right, wait. It sounds like an ass-hammer.
There's no question in my mind, based upon...
You don't know what you're talking about. And you do?
Well, Mr. Hendry, I mean, if you know something we don't...
No, I'm not saying anybody is wrong or right. I don't know that you can draw any conclusions by saying a guy is grinning and squinting. You know?
Well, Phil, I mean, come on, get a clue, will you?
Davison, I mean, when's a guy squat behind a lion, squint and grin, and he ain't doing a hammer job?
Yeah, it sounds to me like an ass hammering. Excuse my language. But if he ain't hammering that lion's ass, then... Brother, my name isn't, you know, you can call me Mickey Mouse come sunrise.
Okay, Mickey, I'll be checking out. I'm just joking about it.
That ain't even funny.
Well, you weren't funny either. Now,
all right, so, Justin, you know, you were following the tweeting.
Yes, sir.
What was your feeling as to what people were thinking?
Well, I think that a lot of people were looking at the picture and they were going, oh my God, oh my God. You know, that's Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent, man!
Ted Nugent! I'm gonna kill somebody! I mean, I'm gonna commit homicide!
That's so much for being all patient and everything!
That's right, General. You were gonna be patient and guide the boy through it.
I don't like the way you say guide the boy through it. I was going to teach the young man how to respond to the series of questions.
What's wrong with what she said?
Guide the boy through... What do you think this... What, am I breaking in some fish? God damn... All right.
Phil, you just punched yourself in the face.
Yes, I did. I often do that because I don't want to punch anybody else, so I'll punch my own self in the face. All right, Ted Nugent is going to join us in a moment. Brave Bud?
Yeah, I got him on, Mr. Nugent. I'm sorry! Yeah, okay. Yeah, Mr. He'll be on.
All right, Ted Nugent will be with us here in just a moment. You know, celebrity voice impersonated, of course, and we will be talking with him here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and find out more about what was in his mind and what was in his pants.
You know, you're just not funny.
We'll be right back, Phil Hendry Show.
It's new.
The name is Nugent, for fuck's sake, and
Phil Hendry here for our merchandise. There you go.
Yes, now there's something that's worthy. There's something that'll make you money. There's something that's going to put a spring in your step, a smile on your face. And yes, I'll say this, and I say this with the greatest of respect. A slight bulge in the slack.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, Phil Hendry Show merchandise is available in our online store at philhendryshow.com. Let me tell you what, folks. If you want a beautiful little hoodie, a t-shirt, a hat, you want a shot glass, you want a coffee mug. And this week, we are highlighting our Rudy Canosa Je T'aime Lingerie t-shirts. Man, these things are gorgeous. They are ladies' pink t-shirts. They have Rudy Canosa's logo on them. Perfect for your girlfriend, perfect for your wife, perfect for, you know, whoever.
You want me to get you one?
I can get my own. I mean, I could go right over to Fulfillment and probably get one for free. I'd be ripping myself off, but
Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show merchandise, our online store. And remember, we're highlighting our Rudy Canoza pink ladies' T-shirts with the Rudy Canoza logo and the whole sissy goddamn thing.
And here's Rudy to tell you more.
Generally.
Well, I'm sorry, Rudy.
The Rudy Canoza T-shirt, the Rudy Canoza pink lady T-shirt. You know, forget it, man.
What's the matter?
Well, you're saying it's all sissy now.
Anyway, folks, pick up Rudy, all right? Rudy, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I was going to come on here to...
All right, Rudy, I'm sorry.
Anyway, the Rudy Canoza pink T-shirt, our pink ladies T-shirt, available now at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get yourself the pink ladies tee now. All right, on the line with us here from Detroit, Michigan, is Ted Nugent. And Ted is going to be talking to us here, celebrity voice impersonated.
What you got to see that for?
So we don't get our ass sued. Ted, how are you?
I'm fine. What's the problem?
Well, Justin McElroy is with us. He's a listener of ours.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Nugent. How are you?
Name's Nugent. I'm good.
I'm sorry, sir. Yesterday, Mr. Henry posted a picture of you squatting behind a lion and grimacing.
Oh, that's the thing. Okay, I heard about that.
So you heard about us tweeting that?
Well, I got some people that were tweeting at me saying this guy Henry, who Phil, I've never heard of you, but...
Of course not.
Yeah, I haven't ever heard of you.
You of course you haven't heard of Henry, but did you hear about the tweet, the tweedle?
The tweedle?
The tweet with the picture of you?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. People were tweeting, and they said this guy Henry in California tweeted a picture of me. And I said, well, what kind of picture? They said, it's a picture of you squatting behind a lion, and you got your eyes closed, you're grimacing, and you look like you're giving it to a lion. And I said, do I look like that kind of guy? Ha, ha, ha. And they said, to be perfectly honest with you, Ted, and we're fans. These were all fans, okay?
So these were fans that were messaging you?
Well, they were tweeting at me. They were, you know, I said, do I look like that kind of a guy? And I went, ha, ha, ha. And they said, to be honest with you, yes, you do. Ha, ha, ha. And I said, all right, does your ha, ha, ha mean you really do believe that, or are you just saying ha, ha, ha? They said, we really do believe it, but we're trying to soften the blow. I said, okay, I understand. I said, speaking of softening the blow, I wish there had been somebody around to do that for me when I was, you know, when I was ass handling that lion. Ha, ha, ha. And they said, okay, all jokes aside.
All right, well, when did the jokes end and the truth was gotten to?
I'm getting to that, ma'am. And by the way, who am I speaking with?
My name is Margaret Gray. I interviewed you once about 3 years ago, Mr. Nugent. I was talking to you about the misogyny in your music. And
I don't remember.
No, all right, that's fine. I didn't think you did.
You said all white. Is your name Margaret Gray? You're not that Walters broad, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I remember she said all white, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys are some real sophisticated people there, huh? You got some real...
We are a cut above.
Oh, you're a cut above. Okay. So, in other words, Mr. Henry, you don't deal in the lower levels of rock and roll humor. You're way, way up there with the satire. Is that it?
Yeah, I would like to think that I am.
Oh, okay. Well, because that's what people said. They said, well, Mr. Henry posted a picture of you, and you look, you know, and he said, oh, here is Mr. Nugent. Putting it to a lion. And I said, oh, isn't that... I said, so he says, it looks like I'm doing a lion. And they said, yeah. And I said, and who's this guy? And they said, Henry. I said, I never heard of him. And they said, we didn't think you did, Mr. Nugent, but we thought we would report him. And
so you had all these little minions running over there
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I expect of my fans. I expect them to keep me up to date on what's going on. And in exchange, I let them believe that I care about their lives. Now,
So you don't, do you?
Of course I don't. Look, your name's General Gray, is that it?
Yes, General Gray. No, it's General Galen Shaw.
Well, who is General Gray?
I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, who's General Gray?
There is no General Gray.
All right. Well, there was a General Gray that I was talking to.
You were talking to me, General Shaw.
All right. Well, so I believe it was you who said... That they... I forget what you said. In fact, I've forgotten what most of you people have said. All I care about is my good name. And when you say that I look like I was banging a lion's ass, I will say to you, yes, I do look that way, but no, I wasn't doing that.
Well, here is my question.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to... You know, I'm not finished yet.
Go ahead.
Mr. Nugent, you know what?
The name is Nugent, okay?
I'm sorry. Just, I want to know, can we make a comment after you're done?
Yeah, but I'm not done yet. So they said to me, Mr. Henry is posting a picture. He says that you are banging, your ass hammering a lion, or whatever. He says you're doing a lion you're doing a lion's ass. And I said, oh, is he? And they said, can we just make it official and be clear? And that's not what you're doing, right? And I said, no, I was not, as far as I remember. Now, here's the thing that they took and they ran with it.
Aha! As far as you remember. You were probably guzzing a bottle of Jack Daniels, whatever you people do, drinking your Jack Daniels and going, woo! And trying to put it in the near any four-legged... God damn!
No, I was not, General. What I was doing was out on a hunt. I was tired. I was very, very tired. We finally bagged the lion with the help of about 15 natives. I don't even remember shooting the rifle, to be honest with you. I think probably some other guy did. But then they said, you go ahead and pose with it, Mr. Nuka, by the way, so you'll be happy to know. That's what they called me. And...
No, that's the name, huh?
No, that's not the name.
Hey, hold on for a minute. Where is Justin McElroy?
Hey, Justin.
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. I was... Man, what's your name, kid? My name is Justin McElroy, Mr. Nugent, and I just want you to know I'm a very big fan. Why are you ratting me out? I don't mean to.
Well, let's not be contentious.
Hold on. Why are you ratting me out? I didn't mean to, sir. I saw the picture. I didn't think you were pooning a lion and pooning a lion. I didn't think you were doing that. Well, then why'd you say it? Because it looks like you were.
There's a question, Mr. Nugent, of you squinting your eyes.
All right, okay, I can explain that. I was squinting my eyes and I was grimacing. I was doing a squat behind the lion, and I was imagining...
You were imagining what?
I was imagining what it would be like.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
I was imagining what it would be like, okay?
Oh, my God, so there it is. You were attempting to simulate sex with the lion.
No, I was not attempting to simulate sex with a lion. They said, squat over the lion like you're the big ass-kicking, you know, the big white hunter. And I said, sure, I can do that. I love that. I like that image. I am the big white hunter. And there were a lot of black guys there going, yes, sir. You know, we're not going to argue with you because you're, you know, obviously you're paying a full rate here. And you decided to tip heavy of all the baggage handlers. And you tipped us because we went over the river where the bad mojo is and all that bad medicine.
Okay, so what was the upshot?
So the upshot was... that when I squatted down behind the lion, I started thinking, you were wondering what it would be like to put it to it. Yes, I was. That's as close as you're ever going to get me to admit that I was actually doing that lion in the ass. And I can tell you right now, I think the whole thing is juvenile. I think it is very unfunny.
Well, I don't think it's very funny either, Mr. Nugent, and I do agree that it is juvenile. However, the picture of you there squatting over this lion, if you were not doing that to the lion and you were simply striking this dominant pose, this is very much in keeping with what dogs do when they are dominant over another dog. They squat over it, or they will hump the leg.
Yeah, that does. It reminds a lot of us of getting our legs humped on a Friday night by a friend's poodle or a friend's goddammit.
Oh, okay. So now you know.
So you were humping that lion.
It was humping it, yeah, but it was a dominant hump. It was not sex. Do you understand the difference? Henry, I've been hunting my whole life. I'm not about to explain to you how the game gets played, okay? I'm just telling you, yes, it's a dominant squat, but it wasn't sex. It was sex, but it wasn't... I was... You know something, man? You know, if I try to explain this until hell froze over, I could never make you dimwits, you assholes!
Justin, you there?
No, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. But I was trying to yell at you.
All right, what happened to this guy, Nuga?
Hang up!
So, Justin, you heard Mr. Nugent saying that he was simulating the dominant the dominant pose that one assumes in the animal world. He was assuming that, which is, in point of fact, a sexual pose.
Well, that was my understanding, and that's why, you know, I had to...
Wait, so you're saying that, in effect, that's what he was doing?
Well, no.
He was not having sex with it. He didn't. He wasn't ass-handling. He wasn't ass-handling the lion.
What? I can't hear you, man. You're like leaning 15 feet away.
He wasn't ass-handling.
God damn!
Just blew my ears out.
Well?
No, he was not ass-handling a lion.
All right, he wasn't, as you put it, ass-handling a lion. He was simply simulating that.
From what I got...
I'm asking young Mr. McElroy.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now I'm going to say, from what I got... What Mr. Nugent said was that he was simulating the dominant pose, which can be read as a dominant sexual pose, much the same way that a dog humps the leg of somebody. But it's not about sex, it's about dominance.
But it's a sex pose, because the penis... Shit.
Well, that's just it. I mean, Frank almost kicked our schnauzer to death when it humped him one day, and the penis was...
But the penis was erect.
Oh, look at you all. You know, you make...
Watch out, will you?
Yes.
Oh, my God, man. That's so... Your schnauzer was trying to put it to your husband's... To the leg?
Yes, our schnauzer was trying to mate with Frank's leg, yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin.
What? I mean, this is the most...
Thank you very much, Justin. So that's a fascinating bit of...
Yeah, that's the fascinating pit in the pendulum is what that is.
That's a fascinating bit of information.
Well, Mr. Leonard, what are you going to do now? Mr. Nugent, or whatever his name is, Nugent.
Dude, the guy's name is Nugent.
It's Nugent, man. Nugent.
Jesus H. Christ, Henry. You look and sound like the colossal man. Remember the big giant guy with the radiation?
Yeah, that guy got fried up by the radiation.
Who?
The amazing colossal man. You didn't see it?
No, I did not see it.
Well, that's what you look like. And then he finally bit it when a bunch of the F-15s came in from Eglin Air Force Base and blew his ass away, and he went into the Boulder Dam.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Well, look at General giving me a whole bunch of stuff about the amazing colossal man. All right, so that's it with Ted Nugent. He was not screwing that lion. He was just assuming a dominant pose as his eyes were squinting and his teeth were grimaced. So I think, I don't think we misread. I mean, his eyes were closed and he was grimacing, and it looked like...
It looked as if he was giving the lion the handling.
Yeah, the ass handle.
Yeah.
All right. You know something? All of you clowns, every one, two, three, four, all four of you clowns, you're the biggest...
I'm a big clown.
Yes, you're nothing. You guys, break out a calliope, and I swear to God, if I knew how to play calliope, God, how I wish I'd not given up on those lessons. If I knew how to play calliope...
Wait. You took calliope lessons.
Yes, I did. Because there was a time there I didn't know what we were going to do. I thought I was going to have to support our family. My father was very sick. So I took calliope lessons because I knew that Ringling Brothers was hiring. What are you looking at?
Well, it just seems that you're in college.
Well, I did. And had I not given up on those calliope lessons, I could start playing right now, and all five of you clowns would be tearing each other to bits for the last pair of big shoes.
I'm Margaret Gray.
What? You heard me.
All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil... Thank you very much, Margaret, for that very... that's great. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Art Griego, and he'll be talking with us about Malaysia Air 370. What could have gone wrong? What did go wrong? What is wrong? What's wrong with all of us? We're going to find out here. World-famous Phil Hendry Show!
General Galen Shaw here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show YouTube channel. It's the real Bud Dickman. Yes, the real Bud Dickman at YouTube.com. What the fuck? I'll be laughing when you... The hell is this? She's talking about...
The head in. Oh, my God, put the head in.
Is this Ted Nugent? I'm just kidding. So anyway...
I'll do it. So listen to our YouTube... I mean, watch our YouTube channel, PhilHendryShow.com. It's the real Bud Dickman at the real Bud Dickman YouTube channel. Jesus. Art Griego joining us en route to San Francisco here today. Art is flying, and he is a commercial pilot. And I can tell you that it's great to have you on the line here, Art. I know that you're delivering goods. What are you doing?
Well, right now, Phil, flying about 5,000 feet, and we're on our way to San Francisco. I got good cargo.
Okay, so you're breaking up a little bit, but we heard you. You got a commercial flight there, or not commercial, but you're flying cargo?
Maybe freight, so we're flying freight going up to San Francisco here today.
Art, this is General Shaw. You're all right to talk with us, right?
Yeah, we're very good.
All right, I wanted to ask you, Art, about the MH370.
Yeah.
And this is the Malaysia Air Flight. What else do you know about it?
Well, you know, we flew up last week and found out about the fact that the flight was not a Bermuda Triangle and was not going to be any kind of a situation like that. But this piece of the wing that found out on Reunion Island was, in fact, from a 777. And the only 777 to have gone down in that part of the world was Malaysia 37. So it looks like that might be it. The scenario now that I'm hopeful is that the plane got hijacked and that the crew and the pilots fought for control of the plane, and it took 12 hours for them to finally get control of the plane and then crashed it.
All right, so you're saying that... What's that? You're saying that you believe that there was a hijacker on board?
Yes.
All right, and that the crew and the passengers fought for control of the plane, took them 12 hours, they finally got control of it, and they crashed it in the Indian Ocean.
That's what I say, yep.
I know, then why would they crash it into the Indian Ocean? What was the only reason to crash the plane would be if it was aiming for some vital structure or some vital monument, etc., such as the United 93.
I believe that the flight was on its way to Antarctica. Ice Station Zebra.
What do you mean, Ice Station Zebra? What is that?
There's on it! The movie!
That's the movie Ice Station Zebra, and you could take that plane and crash it.
Okay, Art, that's very far-fetched, man. Don't you agree? What do you mean, Ice Station Zebra?
I'm talking about... What other explanation is there?
The other explanation that a lot of people have been floating is that the aircraft was in trouble, that the aircraft turned to find a runway, that between the time that it turned and the time that it crashed, the aircraft perhaps was depressurizing, and that eventually everybody on the aircraft was incapacitated, and it continued on autopilot.
That's on the autopilot. Up and down.
What's that again?
For the autopilot, the flight was going up and down.
All right, well, yes, it was going up and down. What I'm saying is that the pilots were attempting to get control of the aircraft and eventually were unable to do that. At some point, I think it did get back on autopilot, and they were incapacitated.
That's right. What you're doing, Phil, is last week I had my kicks. I'm trying to find out that this was the Bermuda Triangle, and you shot that down. This week, I'm sick. There was a fight, a fist fight. Probably a lot of people got their ass kicked. 12 hours of a major, major fist fight going on. People getting their asses kicked left and right. Finally, they got control of the plane and crashed it right into the Indian Ocean because they didn't want to fuck it up by straight up.
I'm sorry, say that again.
They didn't want it to fuck up Ice Station Zebra.
They didn't want it to F up Ice Station Zebra.
That's
what... You know, Art, why can't you just admit, or at least consider, the fact that the plane had a mechanical malfunction or failure, and that what Phil is saying may be a possibility that they're incapacitated by the cabin pressure.
But all my life, I said about Bermuda Triangle, and I believe that I put my entire life devoted to the Bermuda Triangle, and now you say the Bermuda Triangle doesn't exist. Leaves a man empty and feeling lonely.
Well, Art, I think what's happened now is you are so devoted to the Bermuda Triangle theory and to any other kind of, excuse me for saying this, crackpot idea.
That you call me crackpot? Oh, that's it.
What did you say?
That's it.
You said that's it.
Right, I'm sorry, Bridget.
You said that's it. What does that's it mean?
That's it means that called me crackpot, pissed me off, that's it.
Okay, what does that mean?
I don't want to live any longer, and I don't like the field names.
You're saying that you don't want to live any longer.
Roger. And when you call me a crackpot, saying to put me in a triangle and a fist fight on a plane, that's it. I feel like I want to crash the plane. Okay.
Art, are you fucking around? Or, you know, what are you saying to us?
I'm saying to you that I want to crash the plane. I'm not really going to crash the plane, but that's what I feel like doing.
What did you just do?
You got shit in your ears? What did I shit in
No, I don't. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
I said that I feel like I've been disrespected by Margaret, and she said that my theories are crap, Brett, and that I said, well, that's it. I'm going to crash the plane and go, yay! I'm going to go too.
You're not really doing it, though.
No, I'm not going to really do it. What do I look like, an idiot? Do I look like an idiot? I'm not an idiot.
You sound like an idiot. Tell you that.
Say it again.
You sound like an idiot, man. You sound like a moron. Look at Art. There, sometimes in life, there are no Bermuda Triangles and there are no conspiracies. Sometimes in life, shit just happens.
Well, since I prove it.
What?
Prove it.
Prove it. All right, I'll prove it. There was the case of the man whose car went into the California aqueduct because he fell asleep at the wheel. People thought that he was killed by the mafia. People thought that he had been abducted by aliens. People thought that he had been kidnapped by this person or that person. There's another case of a woman whose car went off the road and she was hanging upside down in that thing for like 5 or 6 days. People thought that she had been abducted. People thought that she'd been kidnapped. People thought that she'd run off with another man. She had simply been in an accident. There's cases like that over and over again. It's not always a huge conspiracy. Oh, here he goes again. You know, Greg, what you're trying to do is just act like an asshole because you've been caught with your pants down on this thing. Bermuda Triangle, a fist fight. This aircraft went down in the Indian Ocean, I believe, and I think a lot of us believe, as the result of some kind of a mechanical failure and the incapacitation or the incapacitation, or the outer capacitation of the pilot and the crew. Now then, General, thank you very much.
That's it.
How dare you say something like that?
You guys want me to believe that?
Well, you're talking about Ice Station Zebra getting taken out by it.
That's important. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Art, you need to concentrate. And by the way, if I were you, find out, do you have enough oxygen?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. Well, turn the oxygen up and have yourself a nice rest of the flight to San Francisco.
Perfect.
All right, see you later.
Perfect.
You know, I think that he was just messing with you because he'd been caught with his pants, as you guys like to say, and I'm not...
Yeah, he was. He was caught with the pants just shoved all the way over the ankles and almost across the shoes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that he's got no explanation.
Damn it, sir, he doesn't have an explanation at all. He thought it was a Bermuda Triangle, thought it was a hijacking. And what you said to him, man, that's right on. You know, you right on.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Okay, I understand that.
Well, then he took the opportunity of being on a commercial flight to San Francisco. He couldn't understand a bloody thing he was saying to, I think he was purposefully obfuscating or confusing.
Yeah, he was pretending like the radio was going out, all that shit.
Coming back, Jeff Dowder on the World Championships of Surfing. That's coming back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. A very, very quick visit here with our good, close, personal friend, Jeff Dowder, on the surfing yesterday in Huntington Beach, California. Jeff, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing real good, Mr. Henry, and it was quite a day indeed for the surfing championship in Huntington Beach, California. We had nice swells. We had good shape. We had a good form. It was the U.S. Open of Surfing, international flavor with a twist of you. On the men's side, Hiroto Ohara, 18, went from just barely getting into the event as an alternate. He became the first Japanese champion in the history of the event.
Yeah, that's the first Japanese guy?
That's what I just said, man. I don't stutter. For the women, Joanne DeFay.
All right, don't be a smartass.
All right, well, I mean, for the women, Joanne DeFay bested two former champions for France's first win at the event.
Now, wait a minute. No, America, this is surfing. This is an American sport.
Well, we got hosed out, and we got sucked in. Cloudless skies, no wind, and warm temperatures drew thousands to the event, which ran for a week, but culminated in the semifinals and then the final on Sunday.
The fan-friendly conditions were not conducive to waves taller than 3 feet, though, and as a result, all heats were extended to 40 minutes from 30, in which the surfers top two scored waves counted for their final scores. So Joanne DeFay of France and the lady, who's the lady that was in Star Trek?
That was Uhura.
Okay, it wasn't her. It was the Japanese guy.
Yeah, guy from Japan. His name was Hiroa Ikedui or something like that.
What do you mean, Hiroa? His name was Hiroto Ohara.
Well, you're reading it, Phil.
That's it, Phil. Congratulations to Japan and to France for the big win. The matchup of O'Hara and Hendrickson was one nobody predicted. And Hendrickson, by the way, that's Tanner Hendrickson, who I know Tanner, and I knew his dad, Tan Bella, and also Tan Tanny, you know?
Get out of here, will you, man? Tan Tanny. So who won?
Yeah.
This guy, the Japanese young man, and the France.
It is pronounced France.
Jesus. All right, so congratulations to all from, everybody was in the surfing competition. What a weird show. But, you know, we're underway here. The week is underway. And it's a beautiful thing. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on podcast one. And by the way, download this week's Science of the Funny. This week's Science of the Funny with Derek Waters, Karen Kilgariff, Brian Safi, and Aaron Gibson. The Science of the Funny at podcast one.